Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the Word and the will of God and read to you from 2 Kings chapter 24, verses 18 through 20. Those three verses say this. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He also did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For because of the anger of the Lord, this happened in Jerusalem and Judah, that he finally cast them out from his presence. When a kingdom falls into chaos and disaster, it's never a simple story. The last kings of Judah show this to be true. The last good king of Judah was named Josiah, and there was a significant revival in his day, but it wasn't enough to overcome the deeply rooted patterns of sin that were present among the people from the days of the previous kings. After Josiah's death, his third-born son Jehoahaz took the throne, but his evil reign was brief. He was followed by the wicked Jehoiakim, another son of Josiah. When Jehoiakim died, his son Jehoiachin became the next king. But he only lasted 3 months before King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon removed him from the throne of Judah and put the crown on the head of Jehoiachin's uncle Zedekiah. Does that sound confusing? It is confusing. Again, when God's people turn away from him, confusion and chaos mark the times. One reason God wants us to obey and honor him is that it usually just makes life simpler. Now, that's only one reason, but it is a reason. Zedekiah was an evil king. We read, he also did evil in the sight of the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, starting at verse 11, tells us more of the evil reign of Zedekiah. That he did not listen to Jeremiah or the other messengers of God. Zedekiah and those around him mocked and disregarded God's message. Zedekiah so rejected the word of the Lord that he rebelled against the king of Babylon. Faithful prophets like Jeremiah warned of the great judgment of God that was soon to come through the armies of Babylon, but Zedekiah wouldn't listen. Instead, he listened to the many false prophets in those days who preached a message of victory and triumph. They said, "Don't worry, God's delivered us from enemies before, and he will deliver us from the Babylonians now." It wasn't true. Judgment was coming against Judah and Jerusalem, but Zedekiah was so convinced by the false prophets that he even rebelled against the king of Babylon, thinking that God was with him. Zedekiah was tragically wrong. We read that concerning Judah and Jerusalem, God finally cast them out from his presence. God's patience and long-suffering had finally run out, and he allowed, even directed, the conquest of the kingdom of Judah. Many people today make the same mistake King Zedekiah made. Instead of seriously listening to God's warnings, they trust in false promises presented by pretended prophets. The truth is, God's will and God's word will be done, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. What we can do is repent and believe on Jesus Christ, King Jesus, setting ourselves on the right side of God's word and God's will. God helping us, we'll do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.